RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
As we welcome in our man Jason Jones.
Oh my gosh,
from the
Athletic. Ever in, bro.
What?
Why every time it gotta be something with the Dodgers?
You don't like my Athletics?
Why would you not support
that stupid
his business?
Man, gosh, I'm just trying to, you know, stay employed, you know, trying to rep the company,
hey,
and I get all this hate and slander.
Turn over a new leaf in 2026, man. This is ridiculous, man.
What does that mean? I don't even know what that's supposed to mean.
That means don't wear no more Dodger gear.
Why? Like, why would I do that?
Nobody want to see that, man.
Man, okay.
You're wearing a Royals hat.
Yeah, I love the game. I love the game.
I'll do that when you stop wearing Giant stuff. I mean, that's easy because I'd be ashamed to wear Giant stuff, too.
What are you talking? All right, man.
Man.
All right, man. Yo, get your boy.
You know, the baseball season ended like 2 months ago.
Get your boy.
No, that's my man.
The last baseball season is right around the corner.
Ended about 6 weeks ago. I mean, Kenny's season ended about 2 months ago, maybe three.
All right.
I wasn't going to point that out, but yeah, it's accurate.
Interesting stat. The last time the Clippers won a home game, the Dodgers were down 3-2 in the World Series.
Damn.
That's not good for the Clippers. That's just not good for the Clippers.
I saw that on the internet today. I was like, wow.
That is not good.
The home of the All-Star game, by the way.
Oh, man.
Do you know how much scrutiny is going to be on that owner and that organization? And I love that the NBA was quick to, well, we're not going to have the results from this whole aspiration thing till after the All-Star game. So don't bother asking questions because we got nothing.
Man, what do they do? What do they do? They can't stand Pat. They got to make some deals. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to. You don't have no draft pick. Like, what you got to do something to get into.
So watch that pick end up being like number one or number two.
I'd fall out. I would fall
out. Man. Yeah, I don't know what they do down there. I'm just like, every time I check their score, they're down by 15. It feels like.
Currently, they're. I mean, it's not a lot, but it actually is kind of bad. They've got the second worst record. They're tied with the Kings at 6-20. They're 4.5 games back of the final play-in spot. That is just
it feels
awful.
Further. But hey, on the bright side, if you told the Kings in week one of the first game of the year, you'd have the same record as the Clippers going into Christmas. You'd have been like, okay, what's going on here?
The
Clippers are 6-20.
That's crazy. And you're right. They can't just sit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
They have to go get DeMar DeRozan, Jason. That's what they have to do.
That'll fix it. Bring DeMar all the way. Bring DeRose all the way
that's
back
it.
Home.
Yep. Yep. That's
you know, who's, he's you know, too far from home, you know, get him all the way back to LA County.
You know who's in the 10th spot? You guys want to take a guess?
Wait, is it? It's not Sacramento, is it?
No.
No, the 10th spot. No, the 10th spot.
And
Dallas?
Dallas?
No, it's the Utah Jazz.
Dude, they have the same record, don't they?
Dallas is 10-17. Utah is 10-15.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, Utah does this every year.
Wasn't Utah the one seed last year for?
2 years ago.
Oh, 2 years ago.
Or maybe even three, because that's when our guy Will was like, watch out for Utah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, every year, the last 2 or 3 years, Utah does this, and they realize, hold up, we're tanking. What are we doing here? Let's start making some deals. Let's sit some people. We can't be doing this. Mm. And every year, the basketball guys reward them with like the 7th pick.
Mm.
That's right.
Well, the Kings get rewarded with nothing, ever. ever.
It'll get better. I mean, I think.
You know, there's you know, with trade season here, there's a lot of talk about like how Scott Perry can truly, he kind of just has to wipe this all out and start over. I have a thought. I've had this thought before. This is not new. I'm repeating a previous thought that given the current circumstances, I don't know that Doug is going to be back. Whether it's Scott Perry's call, whether, you know, whatever landed Doug Christie the job, I just don't have a great feeling that Doug is going to get a second year to coach this basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do what I inevitably think they're going to do, this organization has to move on from 2001. Stop bringing in Chris Webber. Stop bringing in Bobby Jackson. Don't look to Sac State to hire Mike Bibby. Don't bring Vlade in to be an advisor. Don't bring Jason Williams in to be an ambassador. Just stop. They're legends. They're courtside guests. They're part of Fan Fest. All of that stuff. Stop bringing them in to have positions of power within this organization.
You guys hate that
idea so much you have nothing to say.
Nah, I was letting Jason cook.
I've said for years, that was 20-something years ago, and people act like that was like 3 years ago. That was a long time ago.
I think the sad part is, I think Jason and I had this exact conversation on a different radio station like 10 years ago. You just have to move on from this.
Because I remember there was I even wrote about it. There was a point where every game they were bringing somebody in. It's like, hey, he played on the team in 2002. Hey, and it's like, okay, we get it. That was a great time. It's over. At some point, you have to, you know, it's over. And there's no amount of nostalgia that's going to cover up the stench right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't, you know, like I said, you have a whole generation of Kings fans who have no connection to those guys. Mm-hmm. They only know what their parents tell them about them.
Right.
But think about it, Casey. Your kids don't know anything about Chris Webber.
No.
I mean, and so you've got all, you know, you got a whole generation of you know, fans who don't really care about Vlade. They know Vlade as an exec.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know Vlade as a player. You know, they have to talk about, you know, Doug and connection with the fans. A lot of these young fans never saw Doug Christie play basketball. They know him best as the guy from the Rick Fox clip. And even then, they weren't even alive. And, or they, it's just, yeah, you know, I think the Kings have used up all their equity by leaning into the early 2000s. I mean, there's nothing, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, who's left to bring in? Who's left to have an appearance? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with both of you guys. I agree with D'Lo and what he just laid out. And you made the caveat, you know, positions of power. Like, that's what we're talking about. I just think about it, it's like, it's not mutually exclusive. Like, if they turn their, and this isn't what you said, but they turn their back on the early 2000s, I don't mean they're going to start winning.
No, you don't have to turn your back. They can come in and do appearances. You could do your autograph signs. You could stop giving them positions of power.
And I agree with
that.
That's
what I'm talking about.
I think they use that to cover up the stench. Think about it. If Doug Christie's name was, I don't know, Darren Jackson coach, fans would be calling for him to get fired for this. Mm-hmm. But because it's Doug, they won't. But I mean, just that whole meltdown last month where he goes off on the media and then on the players, you know, for that stretch where we don't play defense and not playing defensive players. And what's been kind of tough for me to watch is kind of to see, you know, I don't make social media the end all of everything, but to see some of the fans start saying, we're sick of Doug. Mm. Like, we're sick of hearing this. Like, he's got to go too. Mm. And he's not in a good position. I don't think anybody who's rational thinks this is a good team. But, yeah, I think if it wasn't Doug, there would have been even less patience for what's been on that court for the first 20-some-odd games of the season.
And they got a guy that can do, in theory, I believe, can do all of this that both of you guys are talking about. And that's Scott Perry. Scott Perry got no connection, no heart to a certain degree to any of these players, to any of these 2001 people. He's like, man, I'm here to do a job. And if that means everybody got to go, then everybody got to go. Like, I didn't draft Keegan Murray, even though he signed him, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I didn't bring Malik Monk here. I didn't sign Domas Sabonis. I didn't sign Zach LaVine. They can all go. Hell, to be honest with you, I know what you're saying. My belief, I didn't sign Doug Christie. Mm-hmm. I can let him go at the drop of a dime if I need to. It's not my guy. So I think that's the type of person you're probably talking about, Dame, and Jason. Somebody that has no attachment to the past, no attachment to the current players that are here, and is just going to look at this thing like, how do I make this work? And I'm
kind of in the minority, maybe. I've always said if there was a guy from that era you were going to make a head coach, it would have been Bobby. Mm. I've always just gotten to know Bobby over the – and I'm not trying to sow division on the staff, but
no, I got you.
But Bobby's done the work. Bobby's been on the grind as a coach for a while. Mm-hmm. Doug is, I mean, relatively still learning this. I mean, Bobby coached in the G League. Bobby's been to different organizations. I thought that, you know, if you're going to give a guy a shot, and I liked about Bobby don't give a damn. Bobby will say what he wants to say. Mm-hmm. I remember years ago when we, I forgot, what was the dude's name? The second round, Jamias Ramsey. Remember him? We had a summer league press conference, and the Kings didn't want it to be said that he was hurt. They're like, where's Jamias? Bobby's like, oh, he's hurt. And they were like, oh. And Bobby's like, why would I lie about that? He's hurt. And I kind of like that attitude, but I'm almost, you know, it's almost a thing where you fear or think that if they've tried to go that way, because he's connected to this, it's like, you got to go too, not because you did anything wrong, but we got to wipe this whole slate clean. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I don't know what you do, but I do think there needs to be a reset in, you know, in focus of, you know, like I said, stop, even away from those early Kings teams, stop getting NBA players who you saw who were good in 2018 or 2019 and bringing them in like, okay, see, we have good, like, yeah. You know, you're not a team looking for veterans to put you over the top, you know. So a lot of this Kings team, like you said, you go with DeRozan and LaVine, you know, that's nostalgia. That's not winning today. That's nostalgia. And at some point, you got to say, you know what? We tried it. It didn't work. You know, but, you know, good luck trying to move all, you know. I always say there's no untradeable contract. But you got to figure out how to trade some of that stuff and try to gain some assets. I mean, they just have they've compounded so many of their mistakes. You know, not, you know, when the best thing you got for De'Aaron Fox in that trade was Zach LaVine, that's a mistake. You know, that draft pick sent out there to the Spurs. I mean, there's some things that Scott had nothing to do with. Mm-hmm. So it's going to take some time to clean up. And it just sucks because outside of 1 year in the last, well, almost 20, all we've talked about around Sacramento is rebuild, 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 rebuild.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the only, I think, good thing that the Kings have going for them is there might be teams out there more desperate than they are. Mm-hmm. And that is the only reason I can figure Zach LaVine's name keeps getting linked to the Milwaukee Bucks. they're going to throw as much, what'd you say, lipstick on a pig? They're going to throw as much makeup as they can on this basketball team to try to convince, no, Giannis, you don't have to go anywhere. We're going to offer you a big contract extension this offseason, and they're going to do something stupid in the process, and that could be Scott Perry's chance to strike.
I picture everybody in Sacramento's got their fingers crossed, like, hey, someone, the Clippers, someone's got to be desperate, and that Milwaukee thing is crazy. You see a report where Giannis is like, it's not me, it's my representatives, as if the representatives don't work for him.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea why my agent keeps trying to get me traded. I told him to stop.
As if, like, Giannis was shocked, too. What?
What do you mean?
Me?
These reports aren't from me. They're from my representatives.
I don't think he recognizes how crazy that sounds.
I'm like, that is so bad. I'm like, you really thought you were like, that was a bar right there. It ain't me. It's them. his agent just went rogue. I'm going to figure out a 2-week window in the offseason.
Went rogue.
Yeah, and Giannis is like, no, I don't want to play in New York. Stop trying to get me traded or I'll fire you. And it doesn't fire him.
The idea that an agent goes, you know what? I'm going to piss off my biggest client today. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I've had a slow day. You know what I'm going to do? Mm-hmm. Giannis, you really want to be in Milwaukee, right? Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get you sent somewhere you don't want to be.
Yeah.
How do you think that plays out as far as this season goes? Do you think it's a in-season trade for Giannis, or is it more likely to be over the summer?
I think it's probably more likely to be over the summer, because the way teams do stuff now is you want to get to the summer when that next year of draft picks are available in deals. And I just, I think it just probably makes more sense. I mean, you probably need a team like say the Knicks get to the playoffs and they're a 2 seed and they just flame out in the first round. Maybe now they're desperate. Maybe they say, okay, we have to make the deal now. So I think you just wait. I mean, there's no incentive to do anything now.
Yeah.
Plus, Giannis has been hurt half the year on top of that.
Yeah, but that other half, he was nasty. Man, it was bad.
And we've seen guys be injured, then get traded, and all of a sudden that health is, wow. It's like you were playing 2K, and you just subbed him out, and the Gatorade thing went full.
Turned into Cal Ripken. He just an Iron Man, playing every game.
He hasn't missed a game in 3 months. He couldn't play for 3 months. Now look at it.
Who's the best player in the NBA? Like, the very best?
Jokic. I still say Jokic.
I made an argument for SGA earlier.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a bad argument. I mean, based on the MVP voting the last couple of years, kind of flip a coin. I'd still say Jokic. Maybe I'm just partial to big guys. You know, I don't know. But I still think Jokic is the best player.
We said Jokic, SGA, and Giannis on the same level, and just one level below, you start with Luka. Is that how you feel about that? Is that accurate in your eyes?
I'd put Luka up there with them, actually. I had a
hard time with that. Like, KC threw that question at me. I was just like, I had a really, really hard time figuring out if he was one of those guys.
I think what you've seen this year, that if he's healthy, your team is a top, you're going to be a top three, top four team in your conference. To me, those four guys all guarantee you a top four seed just by their own, no matter what you put around them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think kind of in that next tier might, where you get to say Anthony Edwards, who I think is knocking at that. And the thing is too, is just, if you're talking about just based on this season recently, where do you put Jalen Brunson?
Tier below Luka.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't think I'd put him. Yeah, I don't think I'd put really him good in this conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Where you put Austin Reeves?
He's obviously up there with Jokic.
Well, since LeBron came back at the bottom, can't make a shot no more.
I mean, that was a wild ending in Phoenix.
That was
my man Dylan was so happy he made that shot, he cost him the game.
Yo, Dylan really like nobody we've ever seen gets under the skin of a player like LeBron. Like, think of all your mm-hmm. greats. Like,
yeah.
Reuben Patterson didn't have Kobe doing all this. John Starks didn't really have, well.
Well,
Reggie Miller got to Michael
Jordan. Reuben was smart enough not to run. I think in Dylan Brooks' mind, he really believes he's just as good as LeBron. And, like, he really believes this. Like, LeBron ain't nobody special. I'm Dylan Brooks.
But here's the thing.
Which I admire on some level.
Here's the thing. LeBron falls for it every game.
Every time they play. It's
every
weird.
Every single time.
It's weird.
I think what happened on the last game they played was Dylan fell for it. If Dylan makes that three over against any other player, I think he's cool. He made a game go-ahead three against LeBron challenging. That man didn't look at his teammates. That man went and found LeBron to go run up on it.
Mm.
Then he gets tall. I mean, yeah, this is cinema. I can't wait for those guys to play again.
Every time I'm watching.
Do you think LeBron fouled him?
Yeah.
I don't.
I thought he got him with the leg.
I also haven't seen the – I never saw the replay on that where they even debated if that was a foul. So I've never even thought about that.
Once again, maybe a little bit of a cop-out. I've seen that called a foul a number of different times. He made contact with the leg while Dylan was still in the act of shooting.
Hmm.
I thought it was a foul.
I'd have to go back and look at it. You know, either way, Dylan running up on him immediately after getting himself ejected, LeBron missing free throws.
Yeah, that's the other thing. LeBron missed, what was it, 2 of 4 free throws at the end of that game?
My question was, if it was a tech, why was he shooting?
Well, I think J.J. Redick was asking the same question.
I'm going, what is he doing? Like, if it's a tech, I'm like, that should be Luka. Like, why is he shooting it? It's like... I felt like we were like in 2005 and 6 again. And he was proving he could make free throws late.
JJ was like, hey, what are you? Hey, hey. He was like LeBron when they had the wrong. That's our ball. That's our ball. That was.
That's a Marcus Smart. Like, oh my God, this is like a. That's an adventure.
Marcus. Yeah, Marcus is.
My man had a layup and threw the ball right back to the other. Like, what are you doing? He's had about 4 or 5 of those this year. He had the. I didn't get both feet out of bounds on an inbounds late. And they almost lost that. I mean, yeah, they're wild times down in LA land, wild times.
Not to mention Rich Paul saying these guys just aren't good enough.
I'm just like, and the LeBron defenders going, what's the big deal?
Let me ask.
Who does that?
Jay, why is Rich Paul hosting a podcast?
I don't know. I'm like, if then on the same podcast, your co-host pitches a trade to the Knicks, and he's like, okay. It's almost as if this is kind of planned.
It's almost like it's illegal.
Yeah, it's like, what are we doing here? It's like
new episode out, by the way. I saw a clip. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I saw it.
New episode. He'll just trash Palinka just because he'll trash like he'll be like, I don't know why they traded for Luka. I don't get it. He'll like
but some. He'll do it in a way where you'll have to rewind it to make sure that he actually was trashing him.
You're like, I'm not sure. Did he just say that they're not good?
I'm pretty sure he just said the Rob Lowe lookalike hasn't made a deal in years. I think that's what he said.
Did he really say that without me, the Lakers can't make a deal anyway because they can't negotiate?
If the Lakers finish top 3 in the conference,
mm-hmm.
is this Luka's like, is this one of Luka's crowning achievements? Like even more so than Dallas's? Because I don't think anyone really bought that Dallas run, but to come in here on a year that LeBron is on his way out, you know, either of the league or at least the Lakers, and to you know come in with the scrutiny of that trade and leading the Lakers to a top 3 team in an insane Western Conference with you know the 4 of the 5 best teams in the league are probably in the Western Conference. For the Lakers to be in that conversation to me feels like a big feather in the cap of Luka Doncic if that happens.
Yeah, I picked, before we did a little thing at work, picked the MVP. I picked him because I thought he'd be so angry about how things went down that he'd just be a monster this season. And he'd have the Lakers at a level above, or a level or two above what most people picked them. I mean, I thought people picking the Lakers to be like sixth this year and seventh, which I thought was like, okay, that's a bit extreme to put, you know. But then again, people also thought the Clippers were going to be good. People thought Phoenix would be terrible, you know. So, I mean, yeah, this is definitely, you know, just the way he's played all year. You know, he'll be top five in the MVP voting, I think, easy. You know, I think, you know, if Oklahoma City goes like 72-10, it's going to be hard not to give it to SGA. But he's putting himself up there.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Nah, the Lakers in general are better than I thought they would be this year. But going back to Rich Paul, after what we saw maybe against that Spurs team, was he right about the criticism of the Lakers, like in the playoffs against athletic teams that have athletic wings, which is pretty much the top four teams at the very least in the West? You might even be able to throw Minnesota in there. The Lakers, for all of Luka's talent, LeBron, they don't have enough. They don't have what it takes. Was he right in that asset and in that assessment?
No, I don't think he's completely off. I think they do need some help on perimeter defense. But also at the same time, they also weren't playing Vando at all, who I think helps them with that. Not, you know, just, you know, to give them some energy. They went through a stretch where they weren't playing Vando at all, and it felt like Laravia wasn't playing a lot. So I think, you know, if you got to go with what you got, is it perfect? No, I don't. I think they do have, that is their weakness, but it's also about matchups. I mean, to just say off the rip, they can't win more than one playoff series when you got LeBron, Luka, and Austin, is, I think that's, you know, a bit of a stretch to make right now, but you know, we got time. Somebody will get traded. You know, I think we're almost due for a cryptic LeBron tweet in the next 30 to 45 days.
Mm.
Yeah, we haven't gotten one of those in a while, so I think we're due for one. It's been a long time since we got the cryptic LeBron tweet.
But the cryptic LeBron tweet usually leads to the front office making a move.
Mm. Yeah, and I think – I don't know if that'll happen, but yeah. I think it almost, you know, even though Rich wouldn't say it, you do have to wonder if part of this is that for the whole time he's been in L.A., things have been catered to LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're catering to someone, the younger guy. And they keep, I think the part that kept, that kept catching me when they replayed that clip is where they're building for the future as if they're tanking this year. Mm. It's like, they're building for the future. Then LeBron wants to compete now. Mm. I mean, last time I checked the standings, they weren't, 7-15. So it's like, I think they're trying to compete. And I think that's where I would push back with Rich would be the whole idea that they're building for the future as if they're not trying to win now.
What you think about the NBA Cup, man? It could go, it's good, they're doing good this year, the teams are playing. Like, how do you feel about the NBA Cup, at least this year?
It could go. I really don't care. I mean,
you're not into it?
No.
Oh.
Right. The game tonight doesn't even count for anything. I mean, the stats don't count. It's like,
yeah, that is a part that I always forget. Tonight's like game actually doesn't count for anything.
It's like a mid-season play-in game. Like, you play this game and it looks all great. You get all these stats and, oh, yeah. Like, that was one of AD's crowning moments as a Laker and it didn't even count statistically. Like, you think AD has the record right now for most points in a NBA Cup championship game? Like, Giannis, we had a triple-double in it last year. It doesn't matter. Darvin Ham is like the NBA Cup king, and he's not even in the finals this year, so that's an upset. So he had been undefeated for a minute in the NBA Cup. So I guess it's a cool little gimmick, I guess, but I think you look at some of the travel. I think Mark Stein tweeted it out today about how the Spurs travel. It's like they've been on the road for like 3 weeks at this point with the cup. And I think he said that the Nevada is the 10th state they've played in the last 22 days, I think. Mm. So, yeah, this is I just wonder if what the overall benefit is. But I believe when Prime got into the NBA, that partly because they wanted to televise the NBA Cup. I guess it's not going anywhere, but I wish there was more at stake than just money. Easy for me to say just money, but like, I don't know what else you can, because I mean, guys don't look exactly heartbroken when they lose, except Caruso was pretty mad the other night. But
yeah, they may not look heartbroken when they lose, but like, and I think that's why tonight was so appealing and why Saturday was so great. Like, Wemby wanted to win. Mm-hmm. Like, it was very, very clear. Victor Wembanyama wanted to win. He wanted to beat Oklahoma City. He wants to win this tournament. He wants to win every game he plays.
Yeah. Yeah, he's different. He's he's not normal. It's like, it's almost like he cares, which is, different for a lot of guys.
Sadly,
I love the way he talks to the media. Everyone wants him to talk a certain way. And like, I like how he talks. I mean, what did Dirk say? A little too swaggy. I'm like, no, be that dude. You like 7'5". We've never seen anything like, if anyone has the right to talk that way or will have that right, it's probably him. I mean, he's like 7'5" with guard skills. Like, he's literally something that's created on NBA 2K as kids growing up and laugh. Like, there's not going to be a guy this tall who could dribble. I mean, he's 7'5" shooting step back threes.
Ridiculous.
I mean, he's like Ralph Sampson, but like with the skills of a guard. It's just insane to watch. So I like his attitude. What do you think about, ethical, whatever, the whole ethical basketball thing that he dropped? I think the game needs more personalities. I think that's fun. I think that's good for the league. I like that Anthony Edwards talks, even though he'll say stuff you probably don't want him to say, but he says whatever. I like those guys. So go ahead and do you, Wemby. It's always fun to watch him play. Because he just looks so different on the court. Like, he doesn't look like he belongs on the court. If you know what, I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's so much bigger than everyone. It's like, it just looks weird. like why? It just looks weird when he's out there. And I think he walked by me at All-Star Week, and I was like, the only other person who ever made me that was like that was like Sean Bradley. Mm. And Sean Bradley obviously wasn't that athlete.
Right.
You know, and then you get to watch, I guess, you know, was it last December when everything went awry in Sacramento, the De'Aaron stuff, the Mike Brown stuff. So you get to see, you know, De'Aaron's wife is tweeting about Mike Brown today. Like, oh, I'm like, man, how are the Kings catching strays in this? Like,
well, it's pretty easy. It's De'Aaron Fox versus Mike Brown. That's how they're catching
Kings
strays.
Kings catching strays today. It's just, I'm like, man, Then I think we had that thing. We did the whole ranking the cup floors, and one of our guys was like, Sacramento proud. What are they proud of? I'm like, dude, it's like, it's a different meaning. It's not like saying they're proud of how they're playing. It's about, I'm like, I give up.
Yeah. Tell him I said, shut the hell up.
No, I'm like, I'm trying to explain. I'm like, no one cares. No one wants to hear from
Jason's
me.
Jason's like, no one's listening to me.
I'm like, I'm saying they're saying it's about the community, how it rallied for the team. They're like, shut up, they suck. I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna
fight you over this, man. Forget it.
I just want you to be clear, but okay, fine.
KC in Sacramento told him to shut the hell up. Next time you
I'll do it, and trust me, he won't care.
Jay, it's our last visit of 2025. What was your favorite moment of the year?
I don't know. Probably something about Casey with his love for either the Lakers or the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Another
World Series.
This was a Lob City type lob here, and this is ridiculous. This is what I got
to
work
against. What he could have look. He went to all of these. Oh, okay. He went to all of these wrestling events. I mean, he writes these great articles. It could have been anything. It just happened to be about the Dodgers. What did you think of the Saturday night main event finish? You will be the definitive voice in how we feel about this.
I think John did what he's supposed to in the business. My issue was that I don't think Gunther needed that push. He was already your heel. I'm like, you have this whole tournament to go the way you've always said you were going to go. I'm like, that spot could have went to somebody else.
Or just give us the happy ending.
Yeah. Which they were not going to do. My favorite part of that night was how they were booing Triple H at the end.
he walked out.
Yeah, he's got
him lighting him up, and then Mick Foley comes off the top rope today.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the hardcore legend.
Man.
Mick Foley was like, "I'm sick of you guys." he's like, "You guys go and coddle that man."
Well, with that said, I hope Mick has some money stored away because I don't want to see Mick going back.
I'm pretty sure Mick is okay.
How much are flannels now?
Well, I heard Mick is pretty frugal, and it's his favorite time of year. It's Christmas, so.
Yeah, you know, and then on top of that, you know, CM Punk does like wear pro teacher stuff, knowing what Linda McMahon does.
Mm. Jeez. Yeah.
Cold world out there, but hey, you know, it's been all in all, I think it's been an okay sports year. You know, Dodgers are great.
Yep.
Raiders are an embarrassment and a shame before God.
Yeah, that too.
You see Kenny Pickett set a record? What the record? Fewest amount of yards thrown for in a game with 15 completions?
Well, congratulations.
Bowers led them like with 6 catches for 28 yards. I thought it was a misprint. I'm like, what?
Goodness gracious.
For 28? Like, what were you doing? I turned that game off so fast. Like,
he might actually break that record.
31-0 twice in the same season.
That's tough. Yeah, they grabbed less than 100 total yards twice in one season.
I mean, this is like impressive. This is impressively bad, and they only play Houston next.
Yeah, that's
Oh my gosh. More or less 100 yards, total yards in that game.
Vegas is like under. Gino's like, oh, man, this shoulder. Oh, man.
Jay, have a great holiday season, man. We appreciate you. Thank you for everything.
Happy New Year. Take care, man. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa, all that other stuff, you know, whatever celebrate. Yeah.
No doubt. That's our man, Jason Jones, right there.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work.
It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.